Hello, I'm David Glancy, founder and CEO of San Francisco Wine School. You can find more about all of our programs online at sfwineschool.com or sanfranciscowineschool.com.
Welcome to Wine and Dine. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. You're listening to iWine Radio. We have a perfect reason for you to invest in your passion for wine this summer with an educational vacation or staycation in San Francisco with David Glancy, the founder and chief executive officer of the San Francisco Wine School. This is really cool. As soon as I saw this, I had to share this with you. Let me give you some information about what they are offering, a lot of different classes. But I want to begin with David Glancy's background because he's enviable resume, to say the least. First of all, we must admit that he is a visionary for wine education and one of only 12 people in the world to hold both the revered Master's Sommelier Diploma and Certified Wine Education Credential. He is a credentialed French wine scholar and a certified specialist of spirits. He sits on the board of the Society of Wine Educators, and he founded the San Francisco Wine School in 2011. He also runs SF Sommelier Consulting. But this business here with the San Francisco Wine School, and a lot of what we're going to talk about today, is with respect to the California Wine Appellation Specialist. Can you believe nobody was doing this? Nobody created this. And David Glancy created this, where you can take classes there in person, or if I'm reading this correctly, even online, and become credentialed. David, thank you so very much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Lynn.
It is amazing to me that in 2014, there are still holes, that nobody has filled that gap yet. And I think it's just amazing that you realize this. It's right in front of our faces. And you came up with this idea of certification for learning about California wines.
Absolutely. It was stunning for me to realize that no one had filled that void. And, you know, the assumption would be that someone, at least someone in Napa, if nowhere else, would have filled that void. But discovered that late in 2011 and launched that program in January 2012 and, you know, trademarked the credential name and initials and developed the program and launched the first classes January 2012. And, you know, by last year, September of last year, 2013, we launched the online format of the program as well. And then January of 2014, we launched a third version of the program, which is a three-day intensive.
Mm. Thank heaven for the online, because so many people listening to this interview, they might be listening from even outside the United States, let alone outside of California. And so three different formats are available. And how well respected is this certification, and how has the industry embraced this?
Absolutely. Great question. It's, you know, a fairly new credential at just over 2 years old, but I certainly have developed a reputation and a track record for educating people thoroughly and for integrity. But the industry has really accepted it quite well, and it is growing in acclaim. We have worked with various grower councils in California, with Napa Valley Vintners, with Sonoma Wine Growers, with Mendocino Wine Growers. We invited them into our classes. We sent them our materials when they couldn't make it to our classes, got feedback. They feed us updates. They definitely give us opinions, good and bad, and we continuously fine-tune. We've had members of the Wine Institute go through our program, and we have a continuing relationship with the Wine Institute. So we've really gotten people involved throughout the state and throughout the wine industry in the program.
I love to hear the fact that you're constantly tweaking and updating, because that is sorely lacking in a lot of other avenues for people to be learning about things. It's constantly changing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just as an example of it, it's really hard to get good information on AVAs, American Viticultural Areas, and I'm currently tracking 21 pending AVAs. And if you, you know, do searches on the internet for pending AVAs, you may end up getting to a page in the TTB's website, the Tax and Trade Bureau's website, that lists the ones in pending status, but that's only one of three statuses. So me, once they've been submitted, to me that's pending, but in the bureaucracy of things, it isn't. So there are some that there are lists out on the internet and other places of, you know, AVAs that are pending, some of which I've looked into and found were never even submitted a petition.
Wow.
So a lot of confusing information out there. So I'm continuously refining my search list and monitoring these different AVAs and looking for new ones that are submitted and just seeing what's changing, even changes to boundaries. For example, the Santa Rita Hills AVA was proposed for an expansion. Santa Maria Valley AVA was proposed for expansion. And, you know, looking at that and understanding where are they trying to expand, why are they trying to do it, what vineyards would suddenly be pulled into these AVAs, and, you know, really understanding subtleties and the differences between the places. Because, frankly, California wine has been, you know, not given its fair share of airtime, if you will, with all of the different credentialing bodies around the world. It's not that any one of them has done it. All of them have done it.
David, I would imagine that, as you mentioned, it blew my mind that somebody didn't even submit a petition. Are you even finding yourself doing consulting work then for AVA groups?
No, that's a whole nother kettle of fish.
Okay.
There's a lot of specialized work that goes into that. But I did submit my opposition to the TTB for one of the AVA expansions.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh, that would be a separate conversation. I'd love to hear. So, and you're just talking California. You're not talking other states.
Exactly.
Wow.
I'm most closely monitoring California. There's certainly activity throughout the U.S. and same kinds of things happening with appellations all around the world.
Oh, my gosh. This is so utterly fantastic. Now, in addition to the California Wine Appellation Specialist, you also offer programs regarding blind wine tasting basics, advanced blind tasting. Then you have French Wine Scholar Program, and you also offer certified specialists of wine for Society of Wine Educator.
Yes, these are all exciting programs. I started the school with only the French Wine Scholar Program.
Okay.
I had previously created the Certified Sommelier Program at what was known as the Professional Culinary Institute. And so that was a big sommelier program. I left to start my own school and did it with French Wine Scholar as the approved licensee for the Bay Area. And it's their program, their book, their PowerPoints, their exams, all of their materials. I just had to provide the venue, the instructors, and the wines. And we tweaked the schedule of theirs just slightly to create a bit more of a robust program, leave less self-study to the students. And so we've created this 12-week French Wine Scholar program. And what's really exciting about it to me is it's from a French perspective. Most of the credentialing bodies and exams and books that we get were either written by English or Americans. So the French Wine Society is actually supported by all the different grower councils in France. So it's a completely different perspective.
Mm.
It's a great book.
Oh, my gosh. And how many people work for you as instructors?
We have five adjunct instructors that regularly teach. And then there have been a few people that I've brought in beyond that for teaching one, two classes here and there.
Oh, that is...
And I teach personally, I teach pretty much every week.
Now, where the heck was I reading also? Because I have a schedule of classes that you also, like a last night of the Certified California thing, that you will meet with people over dinner or something like that?
Right, that's for the three-day intensive.
And, okay.
Boy, did we have fun.
So
our 3-day program. We've done this twice now. We did it in Sonoma in January. We just finished it in San Francisco. And then in August, we'll be up in Napa doing it. After that, the show goes on the road. We'll be up down the coast, then East Coast, and eventually internationally with this. But the program, it's 3 9-hour days. And on the second day, we organize a dinner. And it's just whichever students in the group want.
David Glancy, founder and chief executive officer of San Francisco Wine School. This has been such a joy. I could talk to you for hours. Thank you so very much for your time today. We will have links up for you to learn more. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.